Outdoor grown cannabis plants are annuals, and in most locations permit hashish to be produced only once a year. Glass houses and grow rooms can produce flowers and fresh resin powder at a steady rate throughout the year. The constant supply of resin powder enables hashish to be made on a regular basis. Most hashish smokers routinely store some of their stash for later enjoyment. Plastic and rubber containers are not good for storage because certain volatile terpenoids in the resin may act as solvents and dissolve the container. The seals and the lids of glass canning jars are also susceptible to the solvent action. Fresh resin powder is slightly moist and should be placed in an airtight glass or metal container with drying crystals for a few days to ensure complete drying. Once dry, properly stored resin powder kept cold maintains potency and consistency for years. If fresh resin powder is to be smoked immediately after collection without the further drying required for storage, then it is pressed out thoroughly to homogenize and remove any residual moisture remaining from the rapid drying. The data in figure 2.11 clearly indicates the outside of a piece of pressed hash has lost potency much more rapidly than the inside. This means that the outside loses potency rapidly, but the inside maintains its original potency longer. The outer layer acts as a protective outer skin. The data also indicates that light-colored hashish degrades more slowly than dark-colored hashish. Dark-colored hashish usually has been kneaded more thoroughly, heated to higher temperatures, and pressed harder than light-colored hashish. All three factors lead to the breaking point of individual resin glands, leading to the rapid oxidation and degradation of their resinous contents and reduction of the THC levels. In light-colored hashish, a higher percentage of the resin glands remain intact, protecting their contents from degradation.